Zondervan presents Beyond the Farthest Star by Bodhi and Brock Taney. Read by Bodhi Taney. Based on the screenplay by Andrew Labrizzi. Prologue. Up the inhuman steeps of space, as on a staircase, go in grace, carrying the firelight on your face, beyond the loneliest star. G.K. Chesterton, The Ballad of the White Horse. A thunderstorm lurked in the north, beyond the Dallas skyline, back in the direction of Leonard. 16-year-old Ann Wells draped her book bag over the chair beside the hospital bed and fixed solemn brown eyes on the ominous Texas sky. Tossing her straight black hair, she adjusted the mini-blinds, filtering the late afternoon sunlight in Pastor Adam Wells' Parkland Hospital ICU room. The rasping of the ventilator that kept Anne's father moored to this world reminded her of Darth Vader's creepy breathing in Star Wars. The mechanical effect of Vader's forced inhale and exhale between his commands had always terrified Anne as a child. For long months after watching the movie with a babysitter, Anne had awakened in the midst of nightmares and imagined the Dark Lord lurking in the shadows of her bedroom. This December afternoon, Anne feared the thunderstorm. It was the wrong time of year for thunderstorms. But here it was anyway, lurking on the horizon like Darth Vader's helmet. What if lightning knocked out the hospital's electricity? What if Vader stopped breathing for Adam? She made a mental note to ask the attending nurse how long it would take for the emergency generators to kick in and the life support machines to reset. For 2 weeks, Anne and her mother, Maureen, had taken turns watching over the ashen, comatose man hidden behind the blue plaid curtain in the ICU. The media had waited downstairs in the lobby, hoping for some word. Adam did not awaken. Chances were he never would. Some guy from the New York Times sneaked in and took a picture of the unconscious preacher with his cell phone camera. Former miracle preacher boy, Pastor Adam Wells, with tubes down his throat and wires everywhere. The picture had shown up on the internet. Talking heads on news programs had discussed the Texas tragedy and reviewed the details of Pastor Wells' childhood as the miracle preacher boy, complete with pictures of him as a kid shaking hands with an American president. What happened to derail the miracle preacher boy? The talking heads asked. That whole media frenzy had been pretty awful. It had calmed down after the first week when Adam did not die immediately. A sign on the sliding door of the ICU cubicle announced, "Family members only." Now, his condition was critical, but stable. Adam was hanging on to life by a thread. If the thread broke, the media would be back. Meanwhile, Anne knew life went on without them in Leonard, Texas. People listened to Christmas carols while Anne and her mother listened to the rhythm of Adam Wells' lungs expanding and contracting. Anne searched her backpack for her journal. She had an uneasy sense when she turned her back to Adam. What if he flew away before she turned around again? The antiseptic smell of hospitals always made her think of pain and grief, of last goodbyes. Loss and hospital smells, both inescapable. Raising her gaze to the window, Anne regarded the distant wall of black thunderheads as a threat. Sealed glass guaranteed that not even the relief of fresh air could come out of the roiling skies. Retrieving notebook and pen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?